Hi, everybody. I hope you are doing well this fine Sunday. Thank you for joining me for our episode today. I wanted to spend some time with you talking about deity communication. I think this is a kind of a rough topic for people, especially if you are struggling in this area. And it can feel like you're on the struggle bus if you've been reaching out to a specific goddess or deity that you want to initiate a relationship with or a connection with, and there's no response. So I wanted to tackle this from multiple ends, like how to begin to communicate, and then what happens if there is no, after all your efforts, if there is no rest, like reciprocal communication, what to do next. So how do we begin communicating? Well, first let's talk about psychic skills, because I think this is important. When I say psychic skills, I mean it's your ability to have to see spirit, either, through your mind's eye or with your eyes open, or to hear spirit, either internally or externally with your ears. Now, if you have not developed either one of these skills, then obviously this doesn't apply to you, but one or the other can be learned. Both can essentially be learned, but at the beginning, you either have one or the other that's the strongest. If you spend some time developing one of them, then you can utilize that skill to communicate with your goddess. And I know in society today, we want things to move along quite quickly, and we think after a few practices, we're good to go. But it really does take quite a bit of time to become what I would deem an expert, or to be very proficient at, with a certain skill. So don't be frustrated if you decide to say, okay, I want to focus on my sight or I want to focus on my sound. Just be very diligent and keep practicing. And I always say, give it 3 to 6 months. And that might sound like a long time, but it's not, because within those 3 to 6 months, you'll start to actually notice the changes. So let's say, for example, that you're working on your sight because you want to see one of the goddesses when you're speaking with them. Well, at first, it's probably going to be black. And then slowly, as you continuously practice day by day by day, it's going to get a little fuzzy. And it'll be, I will say, similar to spiders on a screen. So you have that image, and then it'll turn into fog, where you might begin to see faint outlines of somebody, and then it'll be a little hazy as things come a little bit more into view. So all of this is going to change. This is the process. This is at least what I teach. And then you'll see the change the more time you spend in practice. And then boom, all of a sudden the full-blown sight's going to be there. So if that's something that you really want, sight is one way to communicate, obviously, with any sort of deity or any type of spirit. The second one is your ability to hear spirit. This one can be very tricky. And yes, it can be learned. And I'm going to give you a tip that I've been giving for many years. So you probably already know it, but I'm just writing this down so I don't forget. So if you want to hear spirit, it may be a possibility for you. As I said, I believe these can be taught. One of them will be stronger for you than the other. So don't get discouraged, okay, with yourself. Don't get frustrated. It takes a lot of practice and application. So let's say you want to hear, and who doesn't want to hear? To me, that's the best skill to have, even though my spirit guide would argue against that. He's like, no, healing is the best skill. I'm like, okay, whatever. So if you want to hear your goddess, you still have to practice. You still need to take classes on learning how to develop your clairaudience, because you'll either hear internally, which I think is the most common, where the sound, or excuse me, the message that you get or the communication that's coming from the goddess is going to kind of sound like you, but not really, right? It'll be in your head. So you'll hear it internally. If it's external, you'll certainly hear a voice talking to you as if I'm talking to you right now, somebody else in the room with you with a certain type of sound, a voice. You can tell if it's feminine or masculine. It's undeniable. So these are ways that you can communicate, but you have to practice and develop that skill. And again, give yourself 3 to 6 months and you'll start to see the changes over time. What do the changes look like? Well, if it's external, you'll start to hear a word, maybe just one word. Like, let's say you ask a question, you might just hear one word. That's okay. That's a good sign that, oh, it's growing. And then it might, after a month, grow into a full-blown sentence. Fantastic. So you're on your way. So keep working at it. Now, if it's internal, it's going to be similar, except for it's not going to be an external voice. It's going to be inside your head. Okay. And you might question it because I think when it's internal, there's so much doubt because it sounds like you, but it only sounds like you at the beginning. As the communication begins to deepen, as the singular words turn into sentences, turning into messages and paragraphs, you will notice the difference between your word choice, how you sound, how you would respond to even your own question, as opposed to, let's say, a goddess or something outside of yourself, right? So you will start to see the changes slowly. Just keep at it and don't get frustrated and don't give up. So these are, I think, this is the psychic way of communication. And then, of course, there's channeling, which is a beast to talk about. I had no plans to talk about this today, but I'm going to put that on my list to talk about last. Okay, so another way, which I think it's the best, because you can get a message no matter what. Let's say you picked your goddess, and I'm going to pick Medusa. Why not? I'm going to pick Medusa as an example. So let's say you want to communicate with Medusa, but you don't have sight, you don't have sound, you can't channel, and that's okay. There's nothing deficient about you. Well, next step is to pick either an oracle deck or a tarot deck that you were going to utilize only for that goddess. And this applies to any of the goddesses that you want to work with. You will only use that deck or those decks associated with them. And then you let them know once you have initiated contact, once you have invoked their spirit, like, hey, this is the deck that I want to utilize to communicate with you. And this is where I will receive your messages, your answers to my questions. So that to me is the most efficient, one of the best ways, because there will always be some sort of response to whatever it is that you've asked. I need to actually circle back to what I was talking about. I realized when it comes to hearing spirit. So I totally forgot to add this. So on my list is to talk to you about the power of music. If you've been listening to me for the past 10 years, it has been a long time I've been doing this. I've said this at the outset and I repeat myself all the time because this is important. And again, it's a method that we can all do no matter what level of skill you have. If you wish to communicate with a spirit, no matter who it is, no matter who it is, you still, when it comes to a goddess, you still need to be at the altar. You still need to provide the offerings. You still need to show reverence and respect. If you would like a response to your question, ask them to give it to you in the form of a song. Okay? So what does this look like? Now, will you get that download immediately? You may. You might notice a few hours later, you start humming a song, and maybe midway through, it dawns on you, oh crap, here's the answer. Or, as I do when I go to bed, I usually ask somebody, if it's my guide or somebody else, if there's something that I really need assistance with, okay? If I'm really frustrated and confused about, I will ask for a response in the form of a song when I wake up in the morning. And lo and behold, it happens all the time. And what's important here is when your team, no matter if it's a goddess, a spirit guide, an angel, no matter who it is, when they are giving you that response in the form of a song, they will either pick a portion of the song, the chorus, or some other portion, and you will hear it in your head because just that specific part will be repeating over and over and over. That's the message, okay? Not the entirety of the song, just that portion. Now, if you are hearing the entire song play out, then yes, all of the lyrics apply. This is very important to hear. Okay, so you might also notice if you decide to do what I do and do this at night when you're in the bed, you might wake up at like 1, 2 in the morning and hear the song blasting in your head. I usually type it in my phone and go back to sleep. I would recommend having a pen and paper by your bed so you can write it out because sometimes that happens. All right, and that's going to be the response that you get. That is the message. To me, this is foolproof. You're going to get a response. And I always say, I love, number one, I love music. I am a huge, music person. I would like to say all types, but there are specific types. However, what helps is to kind of have this, a variety. Right, songs about love, songs about money, wealth, songs about health, songs about spirit. Like just having a very diverse catalog is going to be your best friend because then they have so much to utilize at their disposal to give you a response. I hope that helps, and I really hope you guys apply this if you haven't already, because then you can use this every day, even with your own spirit team. Like even when I don't ask and there's something that's been on my mind that I can't solve, I'll wake up in the morning and my guide has deposited a song in my head, even if it makes me mad. Even if the lyrics are not what I want to hear, he'll still go out of his way to do it. So, as I always say, please email me or please leave a comment in the ratings or reviews section. I would love to know if you did any of these and if they worked for you and what the outcome was. So, next, I want to propose here utilizing a pendulum and a board, the pendulum board. If you haven't seen these, certainly go on Amazon or look them up at Etsy or elsewhere. I'm not going to say it's a mirror of the Ouija board, what's now called a spirit board, which is interesting, but it kind of is a little bit, right? But you're using a pendulum. Now, again, you can pick a pendulum and a pendulum board that you're only going to dedicate and use for that goddess. Okay, and then again, you let them know this is the way I am, this is our mode of communication. And then you utilize it accordingly. So that's one way to get yes or no answers. But if you get a board, there's more variety of answers there. So the boards are not expensive either. You're talking like maybe $6, $7. Okay, the other technique that I use on occasion. If I feel like I want to do this, I do this, but I don't do this as often as, let's say, Oracle cards. You can conduct what's called bibliomancy. I've done an episode about this on Intuitive Awakening a long time ago, but I love this technique. So, you know how we utilize cards to get certain messages, right? So that's just a tool, but books can be tools as well. And this was kind of like a divination technique that old, like sages, prophets, and seers used to do back in the day, a long time ago. So let's say there's a goddess that you are connecting with or you want to connect with, and you want to try this method out. So, what does it look like? Well, I would pick three sacred wisdom texts, or, and the or matters, or three fiction books. And yes, I mean fiction books. That while on, on the surface, you would never think there's a lot of wisdom in the stories, but there really is. So, for example, Alice in Wonderland. For example, my favorite is The Wizard of Oz, and there are other fiction stories where there's so much to learn. There's so many, and there's like instances of insight and lessons, right? Information that can be gained, wisdom that can be gained. So, I would pick two or three. That you are only going to use again with that goddess. And I would tell her, this is how one of the ways I want to communicate with you. And so, how does this work? So, I would probably clear that book's energy. And what I mean is, yes, using some sort of clearing agent, whether it's Palo Santo, sage, Florida water, lavender water, whatever your jam is. And then I would be sitting at my altar. Let's say, again, we're using Medusa. For example, and I would tell Medusa, this is how I want to communicate. I would like to receive answers through this text specifically. And then I would probably close my eyes after I've invoked her spirit and get into that headspace. And I would ask my question to her. I would give it some seconds, okay? And then keep your eyes closed, open up the book, and then point with your eyes closed, point to either the right page or the left page and look at where you pointed in the book. Open your eyes and read that passage. That is your answer. And I know that's a way that many, it's a literary technique. I just heard that. I know many people do not utilize this, but I will tell you there are so many times that I have done this. And it has been so insightful. Things that I didn't expect, little pieces of information that were applicable to the question that I had. And it was just another way of looking at things. So again, bibliomancy is one way, and it also keeps the divination interesting. It also keeps the communication techniques very interesting as well. I want to say here, it's important to study the culture. So again, if you're learning from Greek goddesses, understand their quote unquote religion. We're just saying religion, but their folk practices, their folk beliefs historically. If there's certain techniques that they did back in the day, consider applying those. Like water scrying was definitely a thing. So that's one technique you can employ for communication. If you're looking at the Norse gods, of course, consider learning runes because you can utilize runes as a form of communication. I think it's a really beautiful technique. The runes are engraved on so many gorgeous stones that you can buy today, and it's certainly worth learning. And then in African cultures, and I cannot believe I totally forgot how to, what the actual divination technique is here, but I know there is a technique where they utilize a variety of shells, and there's a lot of the shells that they use to divine an answer from the gods. I've had one of those readings years ago. God, it was over 10 years ago. I thought it was one of the coolest things I'd seen. So learn how to do that. Learn how, the people in that culture used to divine as well. And I'm not saying look at the entrails of a goat or lamb. I know that was very common. Please do not do things like that. But other ways of divining an answer. Let's talk about channeling just a little bit here. I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about this because as you'll see, I decided to release a bunch of my channeling that I did already on Intuitive Awakening over the years, because I think that the insight from the goddesses is extremely helpful, and I've been going back listening to a lot of the content and realizing, oh my God, this is so wise. I need to apply this. When it comes to channeling, and I know many people want to learn how to do this, and I get that. Let's say number one form of channeling I would like to propose here is automatic writing. This is one way you can actually garner insight from the goddesses. It can be a strange technique because most people don't feel comfortable kind of seeing their hand move without, guiding it. So it does feel like there's some sort of external force taking over physically, and I know it can be very, very uncomfortable. So if you don't like that, but it is one way to consider, and you can look this up in terms of how it works on YouTube and elsewhere, but this is one way to communicate if you are interested. The other way is really through channeling. Now, I did an insane long episode on channeling on Intuitive Awakening. So if you're interested, please go listen. I did this so thoroughly, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time here. But you either have trans channeling or you have actually there's multiple ways, okay? You can do trans channeling or you can do what I do, which is through the mind. It's like mind channeling. And it's where I get into kind of this trance like state. I can feel the spirits come in, like they're in my presence. I'll put it that way. And then all of a sudden, it's like my brain goes blank. It's so, I don't know how to explain it. And I can hear them speaking. Okay. And I have created a course on this. So there is a method to the madness, but it takes time. That's the one thing I'm going to say here is to not get frustrated if this is something you really want to do. It just takes a lot of practice. And you've heard me, if you've been listening for years, how much time I have practiced over and over and over. The other thing that I think is crucial to mention here, you guys, is that this is a frequency. You have to remember that when you are working with different types of spirits, there are different types. They are each a frequency. So your ancestors are a frequency. The goddesses are a frequency. The male gods are a frequency, or deity is a frequency. The angels, the archangels, the elementals, they're all frequencies. And you have to be able to attune your personal energy to that frequency. And you, as much as I would like to say everybody is endowed to tap into everything under the sun and above the sun and through the universe, that's not the case. It is the case, but it's extremely rare. It is extremely rare. We don't need it, number one, right? We don't need all of that for what? And number two, we are personally aligned with certain frequencies, point blank, period. And I will say with the goddesses, as you guys have know, I've said this since the beginning, this was out of the blue for me. But that didn't mean it didn't take work. Okay, so they're reaching out. So there was clearly a connection there. But it has been methodical practice because even my guide has said, you are attuning yourself to a new frequency, and you have to diligently work at it, and it will get stronger over time with consistent practice. And that is what I am doing. So just know that, let's say you take this channeling course or you take it elsewhere, either way, you are still attuning yourself to that frequency. And even within that, it's important to mention that you may not be connected to every single goddess you reach out to for a variety of reasons. So if you feel like you're being rejected, it's not necessarily rejection, is that it just means that there are other goddesses who are better aligned to suit your needs and to suit your energy, more readily accessible for you, more aligned, more tuned to you. Okay, so that's the last thing I wanted to talk about here today, is what if you're trying to communicate with a goddess and they're unresponsive? What does that mean? And I think I've felt that from certain goddesses as well. It just means that there is no reason for, as Isis has put it from her words, there's no reason for your souls to sink at this time. It doesn't mean that they won't sink later on. It's just there are better goddesses who to suit your needs at this time. Whatever phase you're going through, whatever lessons that you are trying to learn, there are other goddesses better equipped. So just note that you're not necessarily being rejected, you're being rerouted, okay, or redirected to somebody else who is better equipped to help you. It's more in line with your vibration. So don't take it personally, even though it feels that way sometimes. All right, everybody. I really hope that this has been helpful, because I know sometimes it's like you're sitting at your altar and you've been providing all these offerings and you ask them to come into your dreams, which actually I should add here. Let me add that in a second. But there's nothing coming. There's no response. I think after 2 to 3 weeks, if you've been trying to channel or get a sign that they're with you, I may ask the goddess realm as a whole to please present somebody else to me. I probably would do that. If there's somebody I really am gung-ho about and I really want to learn from, but yet it's not reciprocated in any type of way, I would ask to be rerouted or redirected. Let's talk about dreams for a second. So as many of you already know, I've had dreams about Athena, Caradwyn, Hecate. My God, I can't even remember. A couple more. But not everybody. Just a few who have made themselves known very, very kindly. How could I forget Morgan Le Fay? That was like the scariest dream I had meeting a goddess, but she's fantastic. Let's say that you want to start working with the new goddess, okay? Well, one way to do so is through the dream state. Now, what you can do is create a mini altar to that goddess, invoke her spirit, and ask that she present herself to you in a dream state if she is willing to connect with you. And then you're finished. You will learn through your dreams over the coming week whether or not she will introduce herself in some form, period. You may not meet her face to face. It may be something else unexpected. I can't remember if I shared this on here, but the way I got like a green light from Caradwyn in the Celtic or Welsh pantheon, she actually came into my dreams, and I had seen her too in meditation, but she came into my dreams in a very unexpected way, where I was back in grad school and I was walking on campus with a friend of mine to get to another building. And I had a letter delivered that I had in my pocket, and I forgot that I had it. And then I opened it up and I was like, oh my God. And my friend's like, who is it from? And I said, oh, it's Caradwyn. She said she's going to meet up with me soon at X and X place. And I woke up thinking, holy crap, I would have never guessed that. So all this to say is they may not present themselves so aggressively like Morgan Le Fay, like beating on your door and howling, okay? Rather, it may be something like that. But just very, very pleasant, very kind, but letting you know that they're available and they do want to connect. So the dream state is certainly one way. to get confirmation that yes, you've been in communication with the goddess, even if you feel like you're not receiving much information yet, is to see their name everywhere or to see things associated with them. So if you've been reaching out to Athena and you feel as if she's been unresponsive, but yet you see owls everywhere, you see, I don't know, gorgons everywhere. If you see, I'm just trying to think, oh God, shields. If you see these things that are affiliated with her, then most likely she's responding. And sometimes goddesses approach you very slowly and carefully. And also, they can be elusive. It does not mean that they're not there, but they will drop little signs to you to say, hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just seeing how this is going to work out. And I'm seeing your level of commitment and your devotion. That is also very important. And don't be surprised if you're asked about that, even at the beginning with certain goddesses who want, they want your buy-in. All right, everybody. I hope this was super helpful for you today. As always, drop me a line. I love to hear everybody's stories. I was hoping at some point, once this goddess course is completed, thank God I'm getting there, that we can actually have a community to sit and chat about it, because I love to hear about people's experiences. And yeah, it's very exciting. All right, everybody, take care, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.